Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, this is Comedian Organic, okay? And the show today, for those out there listening, you're listening to the show, it's called So Deep Into This, the Organic Pimpin' That Embodies My Spirit. Actually, it's called Organic Pimpin' That, you know, the ingredients, my ingredients in me. You know, people say, why organic pimpin'? I'll say this. Organic pimping it comes from a place where people, you know, ask them this, can the actual, you know, can I use a name that's controversial, right? Can I take a name that's already been used in society and people got all these different perspectives of what pimping is? People utilize what pimping is. People taking these concepts people have with this belief system of what pimping is, right? So today is March 28th, and my name is Comedian Organic, okay? And the show is Organic Pimping That Embodies My Spirit. It's embodying my spirit. The ingredient is about myself crazy. And this is one of the things that I always talk about with one of my co-hosts that comes on the show. So I want them to understand, this is something that I'm doing. This is more like a workshop show tonight. Making something that's not accurately clear, that can, people say, well, that can distract people because people, they don't have the correct information, right? So let's move through this, right? Let's just be clear because it's a natural space that conflict and having a true voice don't need to have any setbacks. Right, don't need to have any distractions, don't need to have anything that's in place to not allow those things to happen, right? Because always things always constantly pulling, right? As long as you are worth something and got, you know, this infrastructure in place, there's going to be things that's always constantly pulling at you. When you least expect it, they're going to try to destroy anything you potentially have to move on along, okay? And you'd be surprised on who is listening. If you're just able to listen to people, hear people that see you doing right and how they feel discouraged about positivity, feel discouraged, and they don't want you to be able to do it. So what this show is going to be moving in the direction of doing is going to be moving in a direction of showing people how different forms of what people get to interact with as far as how, you know, pimping, and as far as how people's life's personalities are that you are running across and are in being a part of, right? So in my actual experience as being a comedian organic, okay, one of the things that I want to bring to the table, because it's been so many people that, you know, are bringing visions. I've seen people been talking about pimping and talking about things that I didn't actually benefit from the layers of cross-contaminated and it's like illegal pimp dumping. You know what I mean? It's like I know that I couldn't get in the space of saying things because there's so many layers to it. You just talk on it because so many people have been involved with pimping and been intimate with this cross-contaminated. And so people have, you know, in a sense they know what they're doing in a lot of ways that you think, oh, I'm just tired. I just don't be bothered with this. This is a problem. I don't want to. There's too many things. If you're not aware of, there's too many things that you can be another entity of a problem. Because when people see that you don't believe, they'd be trying to use you. They want you to carry things emotionally in destruction. And if you're not clear about what you're doing, you'll be something that's not just cross-contamination. You'll be something that will be considered, you know, illegally, emotionally dumping because people will be using you to do dirty work. And you don't be knowing that you're a part of a problem and then a solution to make things better, right? And one of the things is people that's going to push you is not people that's really going to be – people that you think will be helping a lot of times, people will be trying to undermine you. And they're going to be looking like they're the victims, and they're really the people that keep this system going, right? And you're going to be like, yeah, yes, you're going to be all emotional, man. You're going to be so drained. at the moment that you think you will be helpful, the person that's really pushing you can be pushing you through the person that using you that is considered the victim, and how the victim have so many emotional trauma things that they're dealing with. And as you as an individual, they may be dealing with people like you on a repetition basis that could be more intellectually, you know, charged and have more things that they are offering, and they just run through them. So you have to be clear, so clear, to just take this head on. Now, it's exception, right? It's exception to the rule. You could be the one change that, you know, experience in that infrastructure. Maybe, you know, if you're the right one, you can change that mindset, because a lot of times people think they're changing and really become more of a problem because they're not able to manage the mindset and the mind conditioning that's needed to maintain and manage the personality, the psychological trauma, and other things that people are dealing with from internal, you know, neglection standpoint, right? And people are dealing with things at different emotional levels, and people using substance, and people, all kind of things. You got to be careful not to be a substance for people's pain, right? Because you be telling them something, and every time you figure out, wait, what is your crutch, you know? And then, if you are so committed and dedicated for this change, you know, you be always being a tug of war, you know, of these issues that people are not necessarily going to understand, right? Where you're coming from, right? So this is the thing. The show is to see people, right? See visions, see experiences, man. I'm telling you, man, this show, I was telling one, you know, my co-hosts about, yeah, I know, you know, as you're talking on a platform, and you can be talking about things, but when you have no one there, it's like you're talking to yourself. You're talking to yourself, but someone could be hearing you, right? So my thing is, in the near future, constantly have the right balance of people involved, because people hear you. People hear things that people have been saying that have been very powerful. And you got to understand what systems in place as you're doing your best work, and people behind that in time is looking for that, and they're really, it is some cologne, and the powers may be. Things take its course, and you're not able to maintain what you did that's really impacting people's lives. It happens all the time. People have did a lot of things to help society, and because they have not took the approach to take care of their health, take care of the things that need to be taken care of. So what happens is you're helping people, and people are not going around and properly helping you so you can stay, you know. Like, it'll be important if you're doing the show, it'll be important somebody manage and help you with your health, right? It's so important. I see people that's all kinds of intellect, got all kinds of scholars and people, their health issues, and they're so, you know, not communicating with people that truly can help them. And it's, you know, and it's just as much as powerful things need to be in powerful places. You know, the investment of powerfulness and being motivated to see these things to be healthy and be managed and be maintained is so important to that, right? So if you don't feed and give the fruit tree the nourish things, even if it bear fruit, what happens to that fruit tree that's having fruit every so often? What happens? That fruit, it's going to have contaminated soil, right? It's going to have a contaminated harvest. And that's what happened. That fruit and vegetable, how it's maintained, you don't know what's going on with it, right? So as the world, as people, as the experiences and things that people are going through at times of their life and in moments, it's so important to understand what is needed for you to maintain that. You think people and people, religions and cultures and things in place, they just make it because they believe it's more things. Boy, you'd be surprised what people look at it this way. If you had somebody constantly cleaning up after somebody was caught contaminating the soil, you would never have contamination because someone was so dedicated to make sure every time before you came and you're going to spill something, they already got things, they're wiping down things before you come. So soon as you put something down after that, and you never have that sore. And think about that. If that's in place, what is it needed for somebody to come along and throw this toxic system? They got to be in place. As you come in to counter that, what's going on with them, what kind of interest that they're presenting to actually be motivated through all the things you're telling them, that helping them, and they're pushing that as the enemy that they think you are? Is there something? How somebody's pushing you and showing you things about their cross-contamination and their motivation? They're using, in a sense, they're using the hate that they think that you should have to destroy them. They're pushing with that, force. So as you're trying to just be there, they're pushing in a way where even if you don't want to say what you're thinking, or even if you don't want to say what's involved, they are pushing that. That, man, that's a double-ended, you know, kind of motivation that someone have to destroy. They like, they carrying that kind of desire. What kind of person carries the happiness and the evil in a way where they carry the evil and run the evil out over your conversation, where it's becoming another layer where you can't even motivate your conversation, where it's positivity in that, right? They just suffocate all the things you would be talking about to help them. And they put this, man, that's a, you know what kind of person you got to be? If someone's telling you something to help yourself, and you figure out a way because you, you know, we talk about pimping, right? We talk about exploitating, right? We talk about how someone truly is trying to help you, and what that person, because it's people help you and don't know they're helping you sometimes, you know? And think about how you able to keep a system in place, a belief platform, and how you are segregating this actual opportunity where someone can grow their harvest inside of your ability. And seeing that grow, they get motivated because they're seeing what the effort, you know, maybe the opposition they're going through. You know, some people are not going through the same emotional trauma at the same time. But they do have that reference, right? Because you look at people, it's so many things that people are going through, right? And as this people going through different things, right? Because people got different bones, people got different toes, people got different weight size, people got a different mind. But for someone to say we all identify under the same understanding, and you, as you travel, you start seeing different people, mindset, different people, shade, people, height, people, hairstyles, and you say, how can someone believe all this, and this is look like this, and this look like that? So how can this be this? How can all this be one thing? If I like this, if I look at this, this is what happens quite a bit. You see people that you're attracted to, right? And things that they like, you said, man, I mean, I know we can come to some kind of agreement because I like this, I do this. So you try to picture some imposition. You know, people do it all the time about someone being attractive. It's been time to time when attractive and shapes and things change over the last 25, 30 years plus. You see different types of shapes that you even see 25, 30 years. You see hairstyles and all these things. You say, oh, man, I know. And people say all the time. Now, this is a thing that it comes to be very, very tricky. Now, people like, listen, people like hair too, like nose, people like ears, people like eyes, people like toes, people like fingers, people like, you know, personality, people like, you know, body language. People like, you know, scent. People like how people, you know, how they walk in their shoes. People like bow-legged. You know, people like pigeon-toed. People like knock-leg. People like all these different things, right? And now people are so, you know, concerned about how people are thinking about how this backside, how that is connected to a certain group of people. And so now some people that never had it 25, 30 years plus, what people are looking at. Now that people trying to now use it like it's some chitlins, like, a woman have a curvy build, it's like chitlins. Okay? It's like a southern cuisine. Now you got all these people that got this built. Now, I'm gonna get into it one moment, please. We're at 7:45 PM and the show is Organic Pimpin' That Bodies the Ingredients That Bodies My Soul. And they are going out that way just because this particular built is connecting them, but what they're doing is not telling you is they're going on, you know, different, you know, picnics, different marathons, and they're wearing all these type of outfits. You got Juicy and all these different pants and tights and things like that. And they're going to tell you when they see you somewhere, don't look. Now, if people have been having babies and children all this time, for hair short, hair long, and wide shoulders, just if these people still have been attracted to having, you know, birds and bees, why is it so, you know, a disgrace for them to sit here and try to undermine the backside and the curve of the backside and those that have the backside, the percentage of people that have the backside and they look like it's been taken care of, harvest been managed. If we go over the last 30 years, you know, you will see how rare it was to have so quality of it and see the people that you would never have seen have it. I don't care how much it worked out, the nutrition, the food they ate, you would never see it. And the people that had it, that have it to this level, it was so rare. It was so fascinating to see someone able to have this kind of physique that managed as so much as a fruit tree that got a bow tie growing through the backside curve. It was so unique because the quality, not quantity, the quality was so rare to see how beautiful and so curvy this person was and so humble, so down to earth, so relatable this person was. And even though they was going through some things, you see they go through some things, and you can see how committed they was, how open-minded they was to seeing someone that didn't have that point of view. Today, it's so much propaganda that's layered in the bias and the sexual devastation and the phobia of, you know, as I see it, if I walked on the street, man, I get so much abuse just because I'm in vicinity. And a lot of times, I've been, listen to me. I've been a choreographed dancer. There's a lot of things I've done. Technically, you know, in the world of just, you know, the curve and studying and researching and, you know, like, it's so many things that I experienced that I shouldn't even be labeled civilian by far. Of understanding what this means at another level. But when I see people that never had it before, 20, 30 years ago, never had it before, and now I'm the tourist for not ever saying anything to a woman and say, oh, you look good. I've said complimented things to them, and I've never, you know, for the most part, say anything about it. Me, I've seen so old. I've seen so many different types, and I'm notorious. I'm known for not doing that. I'm known for not saying anything. And, you know, for me, how many I've seen, just in general, like I've reached beyond the capacity of civilian of seeing it. And I know in reality, I shouldn't be a civilian world of what they, because at this point in time, I'm overqualified in a civilian pace. I'm overqualified. And people that feel entitled, listen to me, feel entitled to give me a problem. They treat this as more of a platform to make someone look like me. I'm not a civilian with this. But if they're trying to do me like that, how many people that they feel that they can manipulate and give them this cross-contamination of feeling? Oh, he's looking. I feel so uncomfortable. He's looking at my back. So, listen to yourself. Am I supposed to be uncomfortable? This wouldn't happen to me one time. This particular thing happened to me one time ever in my life. This particular thing happened to me. A lady said this to me, and I said this before. But this lady said to me, I know she was curvy. And she said this to me, wow, you huge. Wow, you huge. And she was attractive to me. And she, was flirting with me. And the thing that got her and made her feel so uncomfortable, after she already just offended me and anyone that looked like me that faced this actual oppression for being a big guy, all these things that the stigma and uniform oppression, all these things that was attached to me, not just success, but pushing this on me and telling me that I had no right to say that he was thick, but it's okay for her to tell me, oh, you're tall. And if you can look out there, people in society, in certain places, they would label me a giant. I'm not 7 feet tall, I'm not 7 feet, but people talk to me like I am that. People, oh, what tall are you about? You got 7 feet tall, you about, so, people call me and I'm like, I'm not that tall, but people in the world, I'm a giant. And people not even knowing who I am and what the things I've accomplished, it's a lot of things I have done, and it can't be, I can't just say it didn't happen. Regardless of how many people that don't know me, I can't say I didn't do these things. It just is facts. So when someone told me, oh, you huge, they rolled their eyes, very attracted and turned on by me. And then what breaks all that communication because they care about me, the thing that I'm never supposed to say that's cross-contamination is because she had backside, and she told me I'm huge. She called me I'm huge. And so when I call her, thick, and this is the crazy part about it, I could have did anything I wanted with her in the bedroom because I said that thing, that gave her the permission to attack me. She attacked me. She kicked at me several times. And because I moved, I didn't get the impact of what she was trying to do to me, but I don't know what she did, if she did any form of any, martial arts, but it was some force behind her kicks. And even though I was, I was expecting it, and I was, in a setting, thing to myself, if she's comfortable, and she say, well, everybody call her that. So she's thinking because she liked me and she wanted to put some kind of, she put this cross-contaminated entitlement on top of me. Not even knowing, I understand where she's coming from. I know. But for me to articulate something to this person, explain to them their trauma and what they're dealing with as an individual, and because it happens all the time. I've seen a lot of times, people articulate history of all kind of scholars, all kind of people that have words and definitions, and, it was okay for her to do that to me. It's okay for her to kick at me. And then on top of that, this other lady said, because the lady was the same race I was, he's saying that, you wouldn't have said that to me. And she said that, and it's things that she wasn't even aware of that would even happen. For one, she was not built on no level of the same woman that she was complaining and speaking up for. She didn't have that kind of built. So for you to try to speak up, that I wouldn't say that to you, no, I wouldn't say that to you. Not because your color, because you wouldn't build on the same playing field. And that's the thing. So for you to speak up and say, that was inappropriate for me to say she was thick. And for her to say all these kind of things across the world, someone said, you huge and this and that, that can be taken under somebody that's been dealing with all kind of emotional neglection. That can be taken all kind of ways, and that's cross-contamination. So what you're doing, we're going to psychologically pimp somebody's experience, hook her their experience as prostitution emotionally that they're dealing with on a whole new level. I've been exposed before this lady. She was young at the time, but she was an adult. But I can look back, not even being an adult, and accomplish way, not even an adult, accomplish more than she accomplished up to this point. Not even being an adult. And I've been exposed to all types of people, all types of situations, and I didn't come in as uniform at a civilian and no level. I was always a substantive person. So when someone tried to talk to me like I'm just a regular person, I ain't never been regular. I always been regular. What is regular to me? And talking to someone that have the capacity of thinking, the capacity of pain, capacity of impacting people's lives, doing a lot of things, and that's what they did to me. And it's the first time something like that ever happened to me. And that was something that she felt was okay because, oh, yes, she's a curvy lady. But she don't know I've been around so many curvy women before I even meet her. And for her to put that experience on me and try to make, oh, yeah, you're supposed to act this way. I always been a substantive person. My whole life I've been a substantive person. And I live like the way I want to live. I'm not sitting here. And that was the most toxic, cross-contaminated vision of what fairness is. And that's something I should have to deal with. We are running at the end of the show program. And this comedian, Organic, okay. And the show is called Organic Pippin' That. The ingredients, body is my spirit. We get to the end of the show, but just moving on. In a capacity of just dealing with people, different stories, and what people tend to deal with. Now, one of the things that I'm getting closer to the point of being able to go to establishments to interview people like today, it was this place I was going past. And I was looking to actually, you know, interview this place. It had a grand opening and things like that, and I've seen this place. But as I travel, you know, I can't do too much traveling now because, you know, the COVID and everything, like I like would like to. But for the most part, you know, people that's going to do more complaining about this show and platform, it's not going to be people that consider the people out there. It's going to be people that consider not like that. So as I look like I'm trying to get close to people that I would think that I'd be identifying with, that is the people that I identify with. And that's a different perspective. I understand. It's a whole list of people that truly identify with me that from how I am, that's what you know I'm so set up to be different and move through different ways because people that I truly identify with, people wouldn't necessarily identify with people, you know, that was like how I am. They wouldn't even identify with me from the way that I'm so flexible in so many ways. They wouldn't identify with me. So that's exception. As I look at people that be considered to be the same kind of category, not necessarily they would actually have the same flexibility of dealing with people and coming from, you know, like you say, well, a person that just don't know anything about this, they'd be more open-minded. People that don't know about what I'm doing and then come into it. Like this lady told me this. I'm going to tell you this last thing here. Lady told me this. I said, I got this show, an organic pimping show. It's not cross-contaminated pimping. And she said, well, give me a call. Let you know I give her my number. She would say, give me a call. She is so cross-contaminated and being biased. She's lying to me and think that it's cool. But then she lose all opportunity that I was potentially going to give her. This is comedian Organic Okay. The show is called Organic Pimping That Bodies My Spirit. The ingredients embodies my spirit. I'm gone. Take care, everybody.